Okay, gentlemen, it's a very thick daf today, daf Ayin Beis. We'll try to make it almost transparent. So, we were in the middle of a fascinating sugya, which is the making of the Bigdei Kohuna, and the makar of the number of threads that are needed for each of the begadim. The basic, right, that all of this was built on, was the diuk in the posik that mentions the concept of sheish five times in one posik. So we had it's actually four times sheish at one time. Bad, but Bad and Sheish are the same thing. So we have the Vayasu Atakhtonet Sheish, Mitznefet Sheish, Rareh Migvot Sheish, Mikvasei Habad, which is another Sheish, Sheish, and there's also another Sheish in terms of the Avnei, but that's to indicate the other materials. We couldn't have said Sheish, just Sheish. But on all of these, we're going to put one Sheish at the end. Based on that limud, we first of all determine that what we're talking about is Chutim that are Kofor Shisha, and therefore the Torah uses the word Sheish for Pishtim. So that takes us to our first and fundamental assumption about the threads is that they always have to be, if they're made out of pishtim, they always have to be six-plied threads. So wherever you find the word sheish used, it's always a six-plied thread. Then we also darshan from there, we mention an extra sheish that would be ma'akeh, and an extra sheish that would tell us that even begadim that are not mentioned over here are chutim kofu shisha. And we learn from bad that only pishtim can fit the bill because bad means that it comes up in one basic stock, and only afterwards is it broken apart. Those were our limudim. On the basis of that, the Braita made a number of assertions. First of all, that the Me'il must have been 12. It must have been a 12-ply thread, which we don't understand why that's true yet. Furthermore, that the Parochet must have been 24, which we haven't understood yet. And furthermore, that the Choshen Ve'Ephod, strangely enough, were 28. The Choshen Ve'Ephod is one place where there is a mentioning of the Zohar, we'll get to later, we weren't taking into consideration yet. But all in all, the number of different types of threads that we had were one of linen, one type of thread of linen, which is either called sheish or bad. And the other, we had three types of wool, which is the tchelet, the argaman, the tolat shani, all of which are wool dyed in different colors. And then we had one additional material, which is zahav. Sometimes the Torah mentions putting a thread of zahav, which had to be made very carefully by making the pachim, the kue pachim, and cutting it very thinly. Sometimes there wasn't. Now, yesterday we got up to an analysis of the place where there is no sheish, which is the only place that is where we mention only Teles Vagaman and the Tolat Hashani was in the Rimonim, which were on the bottom of the Me'il. And over here, we had mentioned that somehow or other the Rimonim were made out of Chutim number 24. We want to know that there's the three minim that we had were 24, which means that each one was 8, as opposed to the norm, which was 6, whenever it was together with Shesh. We were trying to figure out how we knew that yesterday. So our first limon, and I dropped off yesterday because we were getting a little bit overwhelmed because of the previous sugya. So let's just review it briefly over here. We asked yesterday, now let's start from Amud Beis Mashazar, Shemona. We darshaned over there that where it says Mashazar, it's a reference to 8, as opposed to Sheish, where it's a reference to 6. The only place that it says Mashazar, and it means Mashazar without Sheish, there's other plans where it says Sheish Mashazar, but the only place that it says Mashazar without Sheish is the Rimonim. How do we know that the Rimonim were made out of three separate species of 8-ply thread apiece, which gives us a total thread of 24? So yesterday we learned out that the Moshzar that appears is to be learned from the Moshzar of the Parochet, just like by the Parochet Malahalam Esrim Ve'arba'a. Now the Parochet does say to use Sheish. So over there we know that we're talking about four types, 6-ply equals 24. Over here, even though we're only using three types of bread, because we use the same word for the twisting of the bread, which is Moshzar, so therefore we're assuming that it's the same 24, but over here the 24 has to be split into three parts instead of four parts. So instead of being six-plied single thread, they were eight-plied single threads, which multiplied by three gives us the same 24. That was the lima that we had yesterday. Now the Gemara was upset about that because we could just have easily learned it out from the Choshen Ve'Ephod. And the Choshen Ve'Ephod had 24 threads, all right, but they also had four golden additional threads, mixed one golden thread with each one of the different materials of six-ply, which equals 28. And there are two uses of Lashon of Mashzar. So it would be the standard 6 times 4 is 24, plus the Zahav that's mixed with it, the Tokha Argaman. So that means we have 28. Who's to say that we shouldn't learn that the 3-ply thread of the Rimon was not 28 in total instead of 24? That was the Gemara's question yesterday. And we ended up saying that it makes more sense that instead of learning it from the Toshim Eifod, where over there it said Zahav, and here it doesn't say Zahav, it makes more sense to learn it out of the Avnei that had it, and that's in Rav. It also used the same number. It had Shesh together with the other three Midim. It was Rayim. So that it too was a 24 by multiplying 4 times 6. So that means we have to equal 24 by multiplying 3 times 6. That's what we said yesterday. Today the Gemara has some other approach. Rabbi Mori Amar. Rabbi Mori says, as to your question of learning it out from the Choshen and the Ephod, there's no such possibility. Because if you take a look at the Pasuk of the Choshen with the Ephod, it says, V'asita Choshen Mishpat Ma'aseh Choshen, etc., etc., and ends with the word, Ta'aseh Oto. This is the way that you have to make it. In other words, only it. Don't try doing something else like that, but rather use only this formula for the Choshen and Ephod, not for anything else. So don't expect to find another thing that is going to be 24 threads, 28 threads. It'll only be 24 threads. The Ta'asenu, the Ta'aseh Oto, that appears by the Choshen and Ephod, are muting. Only this. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, I have a very simple solution. Did you ever try dividing 28 by 3? That's the solution. You only have 3. So you say, okay, so don't have it equal. It won't be equal. No, it has to be equal. So I'll bring the right equal number of plied threads. And it means that each one has to be the same. So if it's 24, it'll be 8. But if it's 28, how are you going to do that? Where do you get 28? So therefore, since it says Rav Ash, by the Asiyat Rimonim, it says, Ve'asita al Shulav Rimonei Telet Vargaman V'Galat Shanim. So that Ve'asita means there's a single Asiyah, which is to say, Shiyu Kol Asiyotav Shavot. Basically, they can assembly line. And they will make the threads, they'll all be the same. How can they all be the same? Hey, Inab, tell me how they can all be the same. And still equal 28. Navi, the Asara, Plata, the Asara, so you're going to make 3 of 10 apiece. You come out with 30. You're going to make 3 of 9 apiece, or 2 of 9 apiece, and 1 of 10, and then add Asiyot Shavot, right? You'll get 28, but you won't have Asiyot Shavot. Therefore, to trade the Tisha, Vakada Asara, Omar Krav Asita, Shuko Asiyot of Shavot, Hilkov, Loyav Shavot. There's no way in which it could equal 28. Has to equal 24. And there itself tells us why we should learn it out from the Parochet rather than learning it out from the Choshen and the Eight. That settles that question. Now let's move on to the next piece of the prize. The next piece, this is the Moshe Zar. Okay. Sheish, we finish. Moshe Zar, Shmona, we finish. The next piece is Me'il Shneimasar. Okay, how do we know that out of the Sheish, that the Me'il suddenly turned into this 12 ply thread? Kalil means, it's the same Lashon of Gedil. It means a claw. In other words, you have a double 6 thread. You ply that thread together, two of those, to make it a Kalil, which equals 12. That means, and what are each thread? It says Kalil Techelet. Kalil Techelet, I know how many threads are on Techelet, even though it's not Sheish. How do I know how many threads are on Techelet? Because the Parochet that does have a Sheish has a Techelet, and they all have to be the same, as we'll see, which equals 24. So we're back again to 6 feet, even for the Techelet. So therefore, Yolik Techelet, Techelet be Parochet, Malana Shisha, Avkan Shisha. Given that the Parochet's Techelet is 6, and given that the Kalil Techelet over here has no other reference, we now know 2 times Techelet equals 12. So that means that the Me'il was 12. Why do we do that? Hold on a second. We're talking about the Me'il. The Me'il has on it other Techelet. Where's that Techelet in? In the Rimonim. You just proved to me that the Rimonim's Techelet is 8. You just said that. Because the Moshzar without a Sheish equals 8. So why in the world would I learn the top part of the Me'il from the Parochet instead of learning the Me'il from itself? Let me learn the Me'il from the Moshzar on the Me'il and say, Mala Alam Shmone, Avkan Shmone. Well, that's because, if we're learning out the actual Me'il, it makes sense to learn the Me'il from another Kli, not to learn it from a decoration. The Rimon is not really a full Kli in itself. It's an additional decorative piece that's added to the actual Kli, right? So it makes more sense to Gemara, Donim Kli mi Kli, Vein Donim Kli mi Takshit Kli. Better to learn a full Beget from a full Beget, from the Parochet also, a Beget for you, rather than learning the Me'il from a decorative piece. Why, says the Gemara, Adarabba, doesn't it make some more sense to be Donim Gufa mi Gufa, Vein Donim Gufa mi Alma? Shouldn't we learn the Me'il out from itself? The Rimonim are on the Me'il? If the Techelet of the Kotera used on the Me'il, at least the Rimonim was 8. Doesn't it make sense to say that the Kalil Techelet is 2 times 8 instead of 2 times 6? Ah, says the Gemara, now you remember? When we were darshaning the 5 separate times that it mentions Sheish or Bat, one of those 5 times was coming to tell me what? Very mysterious statement. One is Lashar Begadim Shalon Ne'amar Bahem Sheish. And I bet you were wondering what that was. Well, you just found out. Here is another Beget, Me'il, Kalil Techelet, doesn't say Sheish. Comes along the Terak Tesha to tell us an extra word Sheish, that those Begadim where it doesn't say Sheish, apply a Sheish. And here by the Me'il is the Beget where it doesn't say Sheish, apply a Sheish. So now we know that Techelet is Sheish. 2 times Techelet, Kalil, is 12. Hainu Damrina, that's exactly what we were referring to. Now you figure it out yourself. Exactly what we were referring referring to before when we said, quote, the Shar Begadim Shelo Ne'amar Vehem Shesh, unquote. Next piece of the Braita said, and by the same token, Parochet Esrim V'Arba'a. How do you know that? Very simple. Arba the Shita Shita Lo Dinav Lo Dinav. Because since it said Shesh up there, it said the Farish, wherever it says Shesh, it means Chutin Kofo Shisha. And over here it lists four types of threads. You have the Shesh, and the Tchelet, and the Argaman, and the Lar Shami. You're going to start arguing with me about how to multiply four types of Let's Dinav Lo Dinav. That's 24. Let's go on now. Move on to the next piece. Don't ask me any questions. Koshin Bay. Gemara just said, don't ask me any questions. Let's be the most dining. You're opening your mouth. You didn't even say good morning and how's it?
Good morning, how's
it?
Each thread was
6. Yeah, each thread was 6 ply, and you have to put those 6 ply together into a thicker cable wire. A braid. Okay, the eifod now, getting on to the Koshin Bay. You said the Koshin Bay, we took for granted before in the discussion of why we don't learn out the remoting from it. You said that it was 28. How do you know it's 28? Esrimish one. We know. If Steve, the Asita Koshin Mishvat Maase Koshin, Ki Maase Eifod Asenu, Zahav, Tchelet, V'argaman, V'tolat Shani, V'sheish Moshzar. Now, we agree that wherever it says Sheish, it means 6. And that 6 is multiplied by the number of species of thread. Over here we have 4 different types of thread. Sheish, Tolat, Shami. Tolat Shami is 1. The Argaman and the Tchelet, right? Okay, 4 times 6 is Arba, the Shita Shita. That equals Esrim, the Arba. Ah, 4 times 6 is 24. And now it adds to that Zahav. Zahav would be 4. 1 strand of Zahav to each species equals 28. How do you know? 1 strand? Maybe the Zahav means another 6, like the other ones. Add Zahav to the other 4 in the same way that the other 4 are each one 6. So the Zahav should also be 6. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov can't mean that because Omar Kro, the Torah says, Vayaraku et pachea Zahav v'kitzeitz p'tilim. Now, when you are kitzeitz p'tilim, what's the minimum number of threads that are mentioned with the word kitzeitz? 2. And then it says, kitzeitz, cut those 2 into half. So kitzeitz p'tilim, til p'tilim, times kitzeitz is 4. Arekan arba. Rav Ashi says, listen, I got the same solution to you that I had before. It's a great solution. The Torah said, la'asot b'toch ha'tchelet u'b'toch argaman. So that la'asot b'toch ha'tchelet u'b'toch argaman means that each one, as I'm going to prove later, is carrying the same number. Tell me how we're going to split it. You said 6. Yeah, split 6 now 4 ways. What are you going to do? Navid, arba, de tre. You want to have 2 strands of zov at each one of the 4 types? Last I heard was 4 times 2 equals 8. Not tabulate t'man. That doesn't work. Navid tre, you would make 2 threads. 2 of the threads. Let's say tchelet v'argaman. We'll put in tre. We'll have in each one of them 2 zahav, and then the remaining 2, then the tolat hashani and the sheish, for instance, will make 2 of chachat. No, the asita. The Torah uses the lashon of a single asiya for the koshen mishvah. Shiukol asiyat of shavot. Therefore, what are you going to do? You have absolutely no basis for saying 6 because it won't work. So we're going to jump up to 8. Why would you do that? Well, maybe you take the minimum. The Torah said you zahav. Put in 1 of zahav into each one of the other chutim, and everything's fine.
On Yom Kippur, and relying for the rest of the year, and my focus is on the rest of the year. Hey. So, on Yom Kippur, was it only sheish for the linen begadim, or was it sheish also for the big day zahav, or the big day zahav was Eliam like it is the rest of the year?
Wearing it.
Well, you have the Kohen Gadol.
Oh, you mean when he wasn't wearing it?
When he was wearing the lavan, it was only sheish.
No, his big days never are the same as they always are.
So that's Eliam with big day zahav, and the sheish was only sheish.
Right. That we have special people that you shouldn't think. Remember, you shouldn't think to add the 4 big days zahav to the big day lavan of Yom Kippur. Exactly this point. The beautiful deal. Okay. Now that we've made the begadim, you should know. Somebody who would tear the big day kuhuna is chayav malchus. It's an iser d'oraisa to tear big day kuhuna. Shenema lo yikareya. Ask if Rav Acha bar Yaakov. How do you know that it means don't tear? Maybe it. Take a look at the context. Context is to make safa yela pif savi maase orei kefi tachra. Yellow, lo yikareya. The way I read that pasuk is make a thick hem so that it shouldn't tear. Lo yikareya. And don't tear it. And don't tear it. Lo yikareya. That it shall not tear. So the Safa, make now a hem for the lo yikareya that it shouldn't tear. So he told him mikti shelo yikareya. Doesn't say in the pasuk that it shall not tear. It says lo yikareya. It must not be torn, which is a lo taser. Omar Rabbi Elazar amizia choshen miala efa vaamisir bade. Aaron, Loke, there's another tremendous chiddush here. 2 new taryag of the taryag mitzvah. These are 2 separate mitzvahs from the taryag mitzvahs. Unbelievable. Wouldn't be for him, we'd be missing 2 of the mitzvahs. Isn't that funny? Amazing discovery. It's like discovering a new force in the
Somebody comes up and says, "We want to die." Unbelievable.
So somebody who moves the Choshen off of the Ephod is Chayim Malkus, so Lotas and Yoraita. And somebody who removes the Badim, carrying poles, from the Orain is Chayim Malkus. Because it says, Lo Yizak Choshen, Yala Ephod. That means it shall not be done. And it says, also by the Orain, it says, Yiyu Abadim Lo Yasuru Mimen. So Lo Yasuru, but it doesn't say the Lo Yasuru. The Vav is, and it also says Lo Yasuru. Don't confuse the meaning. Lo Yasuru Mimen. They shall not be moved. See, here too, Matzke L'Ravacha by Yaakov. How do you know to read it that way? Maybe all the Torah is saying is, Hikom Rachmana Chatkinu V'Avdinu Shapir, to do a good job in connecting now the Lasot, put it now in the Tiltelet Shepiz V'Vayrak Suet Choshen Ayfod, in order that V'lo Yizak Choshen Ayfod, meaning tie it tightly, that it shouldn't move around when the Kohen walks. This is the Parshas of the Pasuk, but it means I'm not allowed to move it, I'm not allowed to remove it. So maybe all it means is make sure that Chaskinu Vavdiru Shapir Kedei Shelo Yazak, and do the same thing for the Badei Ha'orein. Make them thick so that they fit in and they're not movable. V'lo Yazuru? No, it doesn't say Shelo Yazak. Make it so that it's tight and it shouldn't move. It doesn't say make the Badim Shelo Yazuru. It says Lo Yazuru. That means you have to see to it that they shall not be removed. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, said something bothers me about it. You're taking for granted that the Badim, what you're saying is we have two possible approaches to the Pasuk. Either the Pasuk would have meant make it very tight that it can't move, or the Pasuk is saying don't you dare move. But Lamaisa, I mean, certainly we're not going to ignore the Pashtas that it means that they don't move. But I mean, there's a contradiction in that, because we know that they do move. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rami, he points out the contradiction in the Pasuk. Steve, B'taba'ot Aaron, Yiyu Abadim Lo Yatsuru Mimen. Which the Pashtus means that the Badim cannot be moved. Lo Yasur. But it says, Vuhuva et Badav b'taba'ot. Now, let us pretend that that's what Pasuk said. I'm going to get to this in a minute. Because the Pasuk, Vuhuva et Badav b'taba'ot, is referring to the Sheitaot HaMizbeach. Nothing to do with the Orin. Therefore, it's very strange that this should be the Pasuk that we bring. Tosfos is bothered. How can we bring this Pasuk? What does that have to do with it? And Rashi, if you take a look, clearly has a different Girsa. And his Girsa is, Veheveta et Abadim, which is the Pasuk that it says by the Orin. But the Heveta Tabadim implies that the Badim slide. So do they slide or don't they slide? How do we understand the Pasuk?
Well, you want to. The initial Pasuk in the Badim, the Badim, the Badim, the Badim, the Badim.
But then you don't say Heveta. What do I need Heveta? It's not a Hava'a. It's a Chibur. Heveta means you have something that's moving. But it says Lo Yasur. Pash Lo Yasur, that it doesn't move. At least it can't come out. And physically it can't come out. Okay, so therefore the explanation. There's no contradiction between them. Suppose I make the Badei Ha'orein in such a way that they're perfectly movable until they reach the end. What if they gradually expand outward? Now they're movable back and forth. But when you get to the end, you can't remove them. So that Belo Yasuru is still true. And the Heveta is still true. By the way, there's deeper elements over here. I'll discuss more detail later. But that is, we said before, that the Badei Ha'orein would jut out from the Porochet like Shnei Dadei Yisham. How is that? Why would they jut out? The only way they would jut out is if you pulled them out a little bit. First point out of it. Exactly the size of the room. So why would it have cut out? Makara would need to be locked out. Very interesting, because this answers another problem with us. I want to get back. But in any event, we end up with Badim that are both movable and immovable. Immovable in the sense they're not removable, but they're movable as long as they're inside of the holders. Tanya Mihafi, Pitabaot Aaron, the holders, the ring holder. Yiyu Abadim. Yokolo Yuzazim Mikomo. You might think that means Yiyu Abadim, meaning they're permanently stuck and they can't move through the Tapa'ot, Talmud Lomar, and here too, Rashi did have here said the Heveta Abadav, which is referring not to the Mizbeach, but to the Orin. On the other hand, if it says Ruvad Badav, Yoch Yunich Vasim Yotzin, you might think that means you can take them in and out. Oh, Talmud Lomar, but Tapa'ot Aaron Yuabadim. A Ketzad Mitparkim, they're movable, but Enish Batim, you cannot remove them. Okay, now, Tosfos. No, they widen as they get to the end. Therefore, the middle part is thinner. So you've got a long ways that they can be moved, but when you get. No, we're talking about the Badim, the rings of Tabaot. So that means, now, what we have over here, according to Rashi, is very simple. We're talking about the Oren all the way through, the Heveta, all the way through. Heveta means immovable. Lo Yasru means it's immovable. And the same thing we darshan over here, Buhuva seems to be permanent. whatever. Tosis, because he has the other gears, we're bringing a gear so here from the Mizveyach, we're bringing Pesach by the Mizveyach, it has to do with the Yorin. Does it mean the Yorin? Furthermore, Tosis has an amazing question. The amazing question is that it says, Uba Aharon Banav, when it's talking about moving now the various kelim, you cover them over with the big day, Srod Rashi burns, that's the covering them over. And it says, V'chisuba et Aharon Ha'edut, and guess what it says? V'samu Banav, Samu Banav, Samu Banav. And how do we understand the pasuk for some of them? It's crazy. We just said they can't be removed. So they were there the whole time. So, what's some of them? So he brings a teretz, which he says he doesn't like. Which is that the some of them means put the badei ha'aron on the shoulders of the carriers. Impossible to mean that. Because b'nei kahat, who were the ones who were carrying, weren't even there yet. Because it's the middle of discussing the covering over the begodim. Covering over the begodim, they're not allowed to be there. So that's one of the things that we do to protect them, is we don't allow them in. So how could we be referring now in this place to all of a sudden say, and put the aron on top of the shoulders?
That doesn't make sense.
Tosfos comes out because of this. He says, I'm embarrassed at him. And he says, if I wouldn't be embarrassed by friends, I'm going to get killed for this. Lulit in the Stafina Micha for this. I'm so scared to say this. But he says, I think there must have been two sets of vadim. There were four vadim on the ark. One of which was movable and put there for carrying, and the other one was part of the union of the ark. And that's why we're bringing the Mizbeach. Talk about, and what about those kind of bodies that were movable, that would bring for the Mizbeach, and so on and so forth. Fascinating, Kiddush. Unbelievable thing to come out for. But there are others who say that the reason that Samu Badam, because Samu Badam means that before, the Badim used to be a little bit off-center, because they needed to shut out from the Paroche. So the Samu Badam simply means put them back into position in which they're centered, that they can now be carried. He says, there's tikkunim of the gears that's it's not so clear about what he means, and so that seems to be the shot, right? Meshuchimah, yeah, that's the way to Rosh Hashanah. It's like, it's a little bit the way he says it, something doesn't make sense. That's probably what it's
beautiful. Oh, I'm getting a real good picture of what's going on.
Okay, continues the Gemara. Om Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Once we're discussing already the inyonim of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, you'll note that in the Mishkan it says, Atzei Shitim Omdim. So the Krashim, we've spoken about the Bitekuna. Now we've spoken about the Badei Ha'orim. But the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Mishkan itself was made of Atzei Shitim Omdim. It's got Omdim. So first of all, Shomdim Gdelatan. You have to know that these remained trees. They weren't pieces of lumber. So the top of the tree was the top of the Mishkan. Not that you had a board, you could put it any way you want. No. This was a tree. It was obviously pared down to be lumber, but it was still, it had to be standing the way it had grown from the ground. It still retained its connection to the earth. That's first of all. Dover Acher, Omdim, Min Shema'amidim et Tzipuyan. There's three meanings to that. Rashi says Ma'amidim et Tzipuyan means that the Tzipui was not separately made to hold on as if it was a separate cleat that you inserted the piece of wood in now, let's see, and then clamped it shut. But rather, it was held in place by actual tacks into the wood underneath. So it was thin and held in place by the eighth. So it was Atzei Shitim themselves that arrived in, including the Tzipui, and the Tzipui would not have been able to stand on its own. Okay, that's first of all. Another meaning that Atzei Shitim arrived in is that they were aimed at him in the sense of they would never rot, so that the tzipui wouldn't collapse because of the breakdown in the wood underneath. Another meaning to the word aimed at him, as Tosfos described, is that it's a halachic concept of aimed at him. That in this case, the eights remained the ikur, and even though it was covered by something else, we look at it as a kli of eights. It's the eights that is aimed, not the tzipui. Even though normally we would look at the surface used. Dover acher omnim, omnim min shema tomar avat sivram uvatel sikuyam. You might think, looking around you, it's all about the Mishnah. God help. Millennia passed the Mishnah. Forgot about the Mishnah. Forgot about the Beis HaMikdash. We're walking around over here reading newspapers. This is about all we have left. So you might think that the situation in the world is hopeless and never will be anything with these Hatzishim. No. Tamalomer Omdim. The real thing that stands beneath all of this garbage is only these Hatzishim. Sha'imdim le'olam le'olme olamim. You can forget about the society around you and the nonsense around you. There's one thing that is standing and will stand forever. And that's the Grashe HaMishkan. Ah, you don't see them. But they're there and they'll be back. V'yomer Kama Barabi Chanina. My dichtiv et bigdei hasrad v'sharei bakot. Srad is a lotion of survival. Srad. Why are you calling the bigdei kuna? Srad. Because Ilmalevi Dekuna Lonishtair Misunayam Shah Yisrael Sari Bapoli. The only thing that allows us to survive is the Big Dekuna. Same Indian as the Yatsi Shikimaiti. If it hadn't been for those Big Dekuna and the Kapora that they bring, both in terms of allowing the Kohen to bring a karma, and in terms of the Kapora of the Begodim themselves, as the Gemara and Erechim went through, which begets Mechapra, which Indian, we saw earlier, also in Yonim, that things are Mechapra. So if it wouldn't be for that, we would have long ago been lost. So the survival of Klal Yisrael, the Sari Bapoli, is the Big Begadim, what means over here, begadim shegordim otam, kivriyatan nichaleihem, umisardim mehem klum. Big day srad means that these begadim are goreid, but when you remove from a weaving machine, the loom, you take off now the cloth usually. Over here we took off the begadim, meaning that it was woven as one, wasn't woven as material and then sewn up. So we removed the beged from the loom and we left something behind. That's the misardim. There was something left behind. Mahi. What is the something that we left behind? So Reish Lakish says, Elu ma'asei mach. What this refers to is that there were parts of the beged that needed to be sewed on separately by a needle sewing, and those, that piece didn't come off the loom. That had to be done separately. Yes, Rabbi, how is that possible? Meisei. Bittikune enosim otam ma'asei mach. Elo ma'asei orek. Shenemar. It says, Beferish ma'asei orek. Kefi tachra. Am Rabbi Elo nitzchel lebed yad shalem. But that means that each piece was made as one beged. But so let's say you're wearing a ketonet. The ketonet had sleeves. The sleeves were like a separate piece. So off of the loom you peeled a ketonet, and then a sleeve, and then another sleeve. But misardin then that you needed to do the ma'asemacha to attach the sleeve to the beged. So when the Torah says ma'aseh oreg, it doesn't mean that there wasn't any needlework sewing done at all. It means that the begodim were not made the way they make a shirt nowadays. Take a bolt of fabric, cut different pieces, and now sew it together. The whole thing is woven as a piece. Set up each piece. You have the piece for the body, you have the piece for the right hand, and the left hand. And those are put together. Kiritani. Beit Yatsha, Beit Kuhunana, Reg Bifnei Atzma, V'nidbeket ima beget. All the Beit Kuhuna, a hand piece, would be separately made, of course. Then would be attached to the beget. Umaga dat pisatayar would reach all the way to the palm. Omer Rechov Amr Yehuda Shalosh Aronot Asa B'Tzavel. When it came to the Oren HaBrit, that wasn't made with the Yatsha Shidim Omri, with nailing a piece of foil over the Oren. When the Torah said that the Orein is supposed to be Zahav from outside and from inside, it was made like this. Three separate boxes. The middle box was made out of wood. And Sa'ishal 8. The height of that box was Tisha, was 9, because after all it said Amah V'chetzi Komator, Amah Sifachim. So an Amah V'chetzi is 9 Tvachim. The 9 Tvachim means that from the bottom of the middle box, which is from the bottom of the thickness of the wood on the bottom, till the top, you had 9 Tvachim. Inside of that box was a Pnimishel Zahav. That box, the inner box, was only 8 amot high. It's fucking high. Because the thickness of the bottom of the box of wood was 1 tefach. So that means in the inside of the box, you only had 8 tefachim. So 8 tefachim, you had a thin golden box inside. Then its total was 8. We'll see how whether it was thin or not. Let's assume for a moment a thin golden box that came up to the very top of the other box. Its total from its bottom till its top was 8. Then you had an outside box made out of gold, the chitzon, was 10 and a little bit more. Now the question is, what was that little bit more? I assume that the little bit more was its own thickness, because we're measuring from the outside. It needed to include within it the inside box of 9, which was measured from its outside. So that means we have to give it some thickness on its bottom that covered the bottom. That was the mashul. So now in order to get up to the top, it was 10. V'tanya chadasaru mashul. But it says 11 and plus. How could it be 11 plus? Lokash. Hakamad yomer yeshbo av yotefa. Hakamad yomer ingo av yotefa. Oh, here's the deal. If you hold that the golden box was also a tefah, you think, so then you have to add an extra tefah for the outside of the orange. It was a thick. But then what's the mashu? So if the mashu was referring to the thick, then okay. Now you want to tell me, but I hold it wasn't a mashu. I hold it was all tefah. Okay, so say 11. When you say 11 of a mashu, where'd the mashu come from? Ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, so then umay mashu? Ah, the mashu was this head. Above, remember what happened over here is that we needed to have room for the sign of the Keter Torah. Keter Torah was the Zer. The Zer, when went above the thickness of the kaporet itself, and therefore went around the kaporet. So that means what we would do is we would put on, we'd have the inside nine, which were the actual height of the aron itself, put on top of that the kaporet, and then have the outside one come up and around, surround it as if it were ground. And that was a symbol of the Keter Torah. Whereas the other man, the other wasn't referring to the Zer, he was referring indeed to the thickness. Omer Rav Yochanan, if you take a look in the Beis HaMikdash, you'll see that in the Kelim of the Mishkan, there were three Zerim. We had a Zer on the Mizbeach Zavid, we had a Zer on the Aron that we just described, and we had a Zer on the Shulchan. It says Zer Zavid. What were these three Zerim? Each one was a remez to a different Keter of Chashivas in Yisrael. So we have like the Shomizbeach, obviously, the reference to the Keter Kuna. This is the Mizbeach HaZahav, obviously. The Mizbeach HaZahav had a Zer. That's the Keter Kuna. Zoch Aron, Benotlo Aron took that, and it became his forever. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu will never change the Keter HaKuna. So Shulchan, the Shulchan is a remez to Shulchan Melachim, the Mokar of Parnos in the world, of production in the world. Just take a look at the Lion King. You see that right? Disney takes for granted that the king is not functioning, the earth stops. That's the Shulchan of the Melach. And that also was given permanently to David. Zacha David v'natalo. But there's one additional there, and that was the Arayin. The Arayin Adayin Bunachu. That is still there. Nobody was over in that, because it's not meant to be given to any one person. Kol arotze v'ikach yavo v'ikach. Anybody who wishes to get the kuna can be zocha to it. Shema tomar pachotu. Maybe you'll say, it's cheap, you know. Talmud Loma therefore comes along and Shlomo Amel says, hey, in the name of the Torah, be melachim yimlochu v'roz v'nirchokeku tzedek. Who is the one that appoints the melachim? The Torah appoints the melachim. Obviously, the appointer is of greater kashivas than the appointee. Rabbi Yochanan Rami. Rabbi Yochanan points out that the way it's written is zar, means alien. The way that it's read is zer, which means crown. So it's ktiv zar, the Karinan zer. Zacha naaselo zer, somebody who's zeche. So the Torah becomes for him a crown. Lo zacha, but if he doesn't properly use his Torah and his oisik with full strength in his Torah, it becomes alien. Zara imenu. Rabbi Yochanan points out. It says on the one hand, v'asita lecha aroni. And on the other hand, it says, v'asu aroni. So one is loshen yachid, asita lecha, you make it. And the other one is, they should make it. Which one? Mikan l'talmid chacham, shebnei iro mitzuvim lasot lo melachto. Moshe Rabbeinu, I assume, was a good talmid chacham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him v'asita. And in the end, the mitzvah was v'asu. So apparently, even though he had that chiyuv, everybody came to help him out to make the aron. And then it says, mibayit u'michutz titzapen, that the aron has to be covered both inside and outside. And then v'asita lo zer zahav savi. What's the mibayit u'michutz? Omar Rava, this teaches me kol talmid chacham, she'in tocho kivaro. It doesn't help to be dressed up in a pretty golden beged outside of the aron. Who knows what's inside? I'm open the aron, and if you don't think that the Raiders are lost aron, who's going to open up the aron? But Lamaisa, the inside of the aron has to be exactly the same gold as the outside, which teaches us that the aron of the Torah is that which contains the Torah and the Ruchnius. He also has to be not only outside to look like he's a correct person, roy for the Torah, but inside, his inside has to be like his outside. If not, he's not a Talmud Chacham. It's worse than that. Nikra nitav. He's considered to be nauseating, disgusting. Shenemar, because it says, Avki nitav ne'elach, ishotech hamayim. Disgusting is a person who drinks the water, meaning Torah, which has been chalk hamayim, and yet abla. And inside of him, he's full of abla, and midas rois, averis, and so on. Omer Shkubanach, mini Omer of Yonatan. Maidev din. What is the meaning of the Pasuk in Mishle? Lama ze mechir biyat ksil, liknot chuchma, the lave eye. Why should an idiot have the price of entry to buy Torah and he has nothing inside of him? It's a euphemism. Woe to those who ate Tamidei Chachamim, referring to Tamidei Chachamim themselves. Sha'iskim ba'Torah, they sit there and make themselves Tamidei Chachamim, the rest of Torah. But ein lam yirat shamayim. There's nothing inside. There's nobody home. So what's the point of all of this Torah for nothing inside? Machriz Rabiana, chavala delet le'tarata. What a shame. Here's a guy who doesn't have a piece of property. Doesn't have the chotzer. Doesn't have the beautiful garden. The tir who spends his whole life building the gate. Never. There's people who do this. Spend their whole life building the gate. The gate to what? There's nothing there. What are you building the gate for? So the whole point of Torah is that it's meant to be a shar into the depth of the experience of your Shemayim and living a life that's real. They don't have any life, but they spend their whole life building a gate. You gotta be crazy. It's chaval. It's just a shame. Omer Rava, Rava Rabbanan. Rava would say to the Talmidim, Bam tuti minach, I beg you, lo tirtun tarti b'gehenna. What do you have to go to hell twice? If you have hell well in this world, spending your whole time learning instead of having fun. You might as well enjoy this world. If anyway, you're going to burn in hell because you don't have anything inside of you. So enjoy this world and go to hell in the next world. But you got to go to hell twice. You go ahead, you learn all day in yeshiva. For what? It doesn't mean anything. So all you do is you lose this world. And then you come to the next world, you find out you lost that world. What's it worth it? So I'm just asking you, don't do it two times. They have to once. Pretty tough listener there. Omer of silly. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi. My rechtiv is zot atorah she sam moshe. It's such a sam. Sam is, can be poison. So zocha, now sebo sam chayim. Somebody who approaches Torah correctly, the Torah becomes an elixir of life. But loza, how he doesn't approach Torah properly. Every word of Torah poisons him more, destroys him. Ruins his way, he thinks, ruins his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Takes him out of the world, makes a mess of his life. V'hainu v'yomar Rava, this is what Rava says. Du uman la. Somebody who works in the Torah as an oman, with complete giving over, with sensitivity, with understanding, with commitment. Sama de chaye. And it becomes something that literally brings him life. But the law, uman la. Sama de muta. It's poison. There's no advantage to learning Torah. It's destructive. So if it doesn't have the thing that is central, well, what's the point in all of it? Lama zemechir biatzir. Amr shurbanach meni. Rav Yonatan Rami. Rav Yonatan also pointed out his theory. On the one hand, it says, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Esam Chelev, which is makra, such a grand experience, learning Torah. And on the other hand, it says, Imrat Hashem Tzrufa, the furnace. Zacha Nisamachto. Yes. If you're Zaycha, you'll be very happy. Lo Zacha, it's like going into a furnace, Tzrafto. It's going to burn you up, burn you to pieces. Why do you need a rummy? So Rafto itself is not necessarily a bad thing. Migufe de Kronavki. Learn that from the watch of the Pasuk. A Tzrifa is a refiner's fire. Out of a refiner's fire come two things. Beautiful gold and the burning up of the dross. You just gotta make sure you're the gold and not the dross. That's all. So zacha tzarafta l'chayim. So if you're zaychas, you'll be the beautiful gold that comes out of it. But lo zacha tzarafta l'misa. Yirat Hashem tohorah omeret l'ad. What does this mean? Only a yirat Hashem tohorah is omeret l'ad. Omrim chanina zalomet torah b'tahara. That's somebody who learns Torah, but he learns Torah in a state of tahara. Mayi no say you should get married first. V'charka lomet torah. This is the mice we saw elsewhere. That depends if you're in Bubble or in Eretzrock, depending on whether you had to go or you had to earn your living. Edus Hashem ne'emona. What's the pshat? The edus of Hashem is trustworthy. It says Rukhiya Bahava. What does this have to do with the Torah? It's right in the minor. Ne'emonai la'id bilamdea. You should know. The Torah is guaranteed to be the witness to what type of person you are. We learn Torah. Any word of the Torah that ended up being hypocrisy, the Torah is going to shout about it. Yeah, he was learning this, he was learning that. Look, what kind of person? Put this into effect and put that into effect. The Torah will be the witness of what type of life you have. This means Ne'emana Yilahai Bilamdea. Now, in one case, we find the Torah calls the Melechet of the work on the material Maasero Kain. There it talks about the Masach. Trelet Argaman, Talach Shani, Shesh Vazar. Maasero Kain. And yet in other places it says Maasech Hoshe, like by the Parochet. Same materials, but it says Maasech Hoshe, Kaasevotah. What's the difference? Omer Rebelez, there's no difference. It means Shirokumim de Makom Shechoshvim. You don't do Rikma without first creating the computerized design. You put that on in ink, and then you do it. Not that you do it, make sex, you fix it, and so on. Everything has to be put there on the cloth first, and then you go ahead and you do the rikma. Tana Mishmed Rebbe Nechemia, no, it's completely different. Rokein is embroidery, and that's done with maaseh machat. Since it's done with embroidery, you end up with the same thing on both sides, because the needle goes through, comes back out, and makes the design on both sides. Leficher partzuf echad. But maaseh choshev. Maaseh choshev means it's something that needs intense thinking in advance. You realize what type of planning goes into a complex weave. So an ariga, you may be using thousands of threads. You have to remember what should be placed where in the loom to make the tzura. Nowadays, of course, that's completely computerized. Matter of fact, it was the first computer, you know. The first use of, they use cards in that. You know, the way they used what became the IBM punch card. But the first punch card was 100 years before. They had a machine, which were the looms, and the machine, if a piece would come through a hole in a little piece of wood, then that thread would go through with that run. So they would run this little punch card, basically, and it would control the picture that would come out of the loom. The very first time that they were doing it back there. But it's maaseh choshev. It's got to be planned out in gory detail. So that maaseh choshev, that means that you use the threads in the weave itself to create a picture out of the sheish and the trelas of argaman and the tzorat shani. So there you could create different pictures of different sides, depending on what it is that you're posting. Brilliant. So there you have maaseh reg, the fichach shnei partsuf. Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. A place the Torah should talk about a makshev. It's the first place that there became a machshava. No, no, but the idea that machshava should be in terms of the creation of a loom, you don't think that's unbelievable? That in the history of Maaseh Bereishis, the way history played out, the first concept of Maaseh Choshev is mamashim making a loom. It's a beautiful mamashim making. Okay, we'll do our Tavayin Beis. Actually, we're starting on an olive oil base. Rav Mori Amar, ta'asenu ki. Ta'asenu only to the choshen l'yefod, not to anything else. Rav Ashi Amar, v'yasita ki, which means, shukol asiyot av shavot. So what are you supposed to do now? Make 3 of 10, avalei plati. Make 2 of 9 and 1 of 10, amar kar v'yasita, shukol asiyot av shavot. Mi'il shneim asa min Allah, amdikti. Yasita tamil eifod, kaliol, means doubled, tchelet. And the tchelet I learned from the parokh, malan shishaf kan shishaf. Why? Why not learn it out from the shulav rimonav, that over there it's shimona, afkan shimona? Because donim kli mikli, ve'in donim kli mitach shikli. I don't know, but donim gufa mi gufa. Ein donim gufa from the parokhas. What was one of the other? I know the Amrinan back at the beginning of the drosh of the posik. Quote, the shar begadim shalom ne'amar b'hem sheish, unquote. We had one extra sheish. Parochet is in the Arba. That's 4 times shita shita. Lo dina v'lo dina. Next. Choshen ne'efer es mishmon minola. Tefti v'asita, choshen mishmon ma'asya, choshen ma'asya, yafet asina. Zahav, tchelet v'agaman v'talat sheni, v'sheish. Okay, that's 4 times sheish. That's now Arba, the shita v'shita, es in the Arba. Add Zahav Arba gives you 4 plus 24 as Esir Utmanya. The Ema Zahav is also Sheish. Amr Vahabayakov, Amrakov, the Kitzetz Ptilim. So that's Ptilim times Kitzetz is equals Arba. Ravashi Omar, Omakra Lasot, Betocha Tchelet, Betocha Argaman. So how are you going to do that? Heki Navi, Navi trade, to trade. Betray the Katka, says Vyasita. Shukalasiotov Shavod. No, miktav shelo yizah, shelo yasuru. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kanina, run. Tiv tabot aroni yu abadim, lo yasuru limen. Mash b'dekemu. Tiv heveta et or vuhuva, tabot akeitza, mitparkim, barem nishmatim. Tani nami yachi b'tabot aroni yu abadim, yof lo yuzazim imikoman, Talmud lomar, again, the Gerson Rashi, veheveta tabadim, בתבאות איבי ביתה יוכל ינכנסים יציתם לומר בתבאות ארון יבדים לא יסור הכיצד מתפרקים ונשמתים אמר בכם אמר בכם נרמר כתיבת ששיתים עומדים שעומדים דרך דלתן דבר אחר עומדים שמעבידים את סיכויים דבר אחר עומדים שמה תאמר עבד סברם ובטל סיכויים תאמר לומר עומדים שעומדים לעולם לא מעולמים. Why Srad? Ela Masi Orech, Ema Masi Orech. Om Rabbi Elonitsu Kalala Beit Yachelem. Tanya, Beit Yachel, Beit Kudan, Nered Vetzma, Nidbeket, Ima Begir Magada, Satan Yad. Om Rechovan, Revi Rashala Sharonata, Sabetzala, Nam Tzai Shalik Tisha, Nimich Azav Shimon, Chitzon Asra Vamashu, Vaiva Tanya, Kadasa Vamashu, Mokasha Kamanim Yeshbov Yotefa, Hokaman Yomer, Inbov Yotefa, Umay Mashu, Zerg. Omer Yochan and Shloshes, they remember Shemizbeer Shalaron, Vishal Shuchan, Shemizbeer Zacharon and Zalo, Shil Shuchan, Zachadavin and Zalo, Shilaron, Adain Hunafu, Coloro Tzadikach, Yavovi Kach, Shema tomar pachotu, tamu nomar bim elakim yim lochu. Rabbi Yochanan Rav, ktiv zar, vikorinen zer. Zor chanasik lo zer, ven lo zacha zara imena, or nasik lo zara. Rabbi Yochanan Rav, ktiv yasit alecha aronetz, ktiv yasu aronetz, eitzi. Which one? Vikanu tamit chacham shibnei ro mitzuvim lasot lo melach tov. Mibayet o michutz tzapenu. Omar Rava called Tamit Chacham. Shein tocho gevoro, ino Tamit Chacham. Omar Abai v'itema Rava Varvula Nikra Nit'av. Shema Avki Nit'av Ne'alach. Ish shotek ha-mayim, and yet avla. Omar Shuban Ashmini, Omar Rav Yonatan. Mai dechtiv, lama ze mechir biyav ksil, likdot chokma v'lei v'ayim. Oye lahem lesoneyem shal Tamit Chachamim, shoskim ha-torah v'ein b'mirat shamayim. Machr Zerbiyanai Kabbalah Velet Leidarta and spends his life building a tier of Darta. Omer Rabbi Rabbanan, Bamtutum in Eichel, Otirtum Tartigenem. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Maidich, Libezotat Torashi Sam Moshe, Zachar Nasit O Sam Chaim, Lo Zachar Nasit O Sam Mita. Vaini de Omer Rabba, Do Oman La, Sam de Chaim, Do Lo Oman La, Sam de Muta. Omer Shuvan Achmini, Rabbi Yonatan Rabbi, טיפ כדי אשר נשאלים מסמכלה וכתיב אמרת השם צירופה זכה מסמכו לא זכה צורפתו ושלא כשאמר מגוף נקרא נפקה זכה צורפתו לחיים לא זכה צורפתו למיטה יראת השם תורה עומדת לעד אומר בכנין הזה הלומד תורה בתארה מים נושא אישה פרס ואחר כך לומד תורה עדות השם נאמנה אומר בכיר ברם and that means נאמנה היא התורה להעיד בלמדיה מעשה רוקם, מעשה חושב אומר רבי אלעזר, the same thing it means שרוקמים במקום שחושבים ותאמד, שמיד רבי נחמיה? No רוקם is מעשה מחת לפיך פרצות אחת חושב מעשה אורג לפיך שתי פרצופות